is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un, according to state media, amid signs that Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer a better proposal and stalled nuclear talks. State media coverage of the Workers' Party of Korea meeting offered few hints about the country's direction. The Korean Central News Agency mentioned an anti-imperialist stance and the building up of national defenses, but they gave no other details. The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers and injuring 4 others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation. The ensuing clashes, he said, continued for several hours and both sides suffered casualties. A local Afghan official told VOA on a condition of anonymity the Taliban attacked and killed 17 soldiers and wounded 6 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that while a prisoner swap is supposed to take place Sunday, the list of individuals to be handed over between central Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists has not been finalized. The notion of an all-for-all prisoner exchange gained momentum during peace talks in Paris on December 9th amongst the so-called Normandy Four, that's Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. This is VOA News. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shackley, London.
The top U.S. diplomat criticized Iran's leadership for its crackdown ahead of protest memorials this week. VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has slammed Iran for using violence and internet disruption to prevent memorials for those killed during a November crackdown on anti-government protesters. Pompeo tweeted a message saying Iranians have the right to mourn their dead. He directly accused Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of responsibility for the killings. The Supreme Leader has the final say on religious and political issues in the Islamic Republic. According to a semi-official news agency, internet access was effectively cut off Wednesday in several Iranian provinces ahead of Thursday's memorials. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A top Kazakh official says authorities initially are looking at possible technical malfunctions or pilot error in the crash of a Beck plane that killed 12 of the 98 passengers and crew aboard Friday. Roman Skyler, deputy prime minister, said a special government commission was being sent to the site to carry out an investigation into the accident, which occurred as the Fokker 100 plane attempted to take off from the airport en route to the capital. Skyler cautioned, however, the investigation was in the early stages. Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019, and 33 of the record 41 were shootings. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where 9 people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
"Do something! Do something!"
That is Shelley Adler reporting for EP. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend, the last weekend of 2019. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Yes, and so with this edition of Music Time in Africa, we are saying goodbye to 2019 and hello to 2020. Most of the songs in the playlist in this edition are some of the best songs from 2019, some of our favorites and your favorites. We also have a song of the week from 2019 out of Ethiopia, presented by myself and Salem Solomon from the VOA Africa Division. The song's called Tilogbin. Also, near the end of the hour, we're going to pick up with the second part of the interview I had just last month with Fancy Gadam from Northern Ghana. Yes, so if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I featured the first part of that interview. We broadcast live together at Diamond FM in Tamale, Northern Ghana, back when I was in Ghana. So we're picking back up with the second part. And here you're going to hear about his new dream album. It's a 13-song album that just dropped. He also tells the story of his record-breaking award win at the Ghana Music Awards. And then what's next for Fancy? Find out and listen to a few more of his brand new songs on the Dream album and my induction live into Gadam Nation. Yeah, so everybody, sit back, relax, and enjoy this very last edition of Music Time in Africa 2019. We're starting off with Show Ma Josie from South Africa. This is her newest single of 2019 called John Cena. Now, if you don't know John Cena, he's an American professional wrestler, an actor, rapper, and a television presenter. And Show just has loved him for years and years. She even described that when she was little, living up in the northern part of South Africa, she lived in a village. They didn't have too much entertainment around. They had one or two TVs in the area, and they always watched John Cena on TV. So she dedicated this song to him. It's awesome, and it is on fire, John Cena.
John Cena, some man I get buff like John Cena. He used to be cool when I used to grab you. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Some gala want beef like Tyena. Some gala get beat, I'm Selena. Some gala get wild, I gala get loud. I gala take shots like tequila. Shakutulia labda huna gelele takareka na belinda hata mimi mwenyewe ungependa situlia wakati we unaenda mbele lakini mimi nimekupenda though I don't know why you treat me like a criminal we were just together though on the same line why pressing into though some man I act rough like John Cena some man I get buff like John Cena you used to be cool when I used to come to you now you wanna act tough like John Cena
G G.
Some gala want beef like Kayina. Some gala get beat up Selena. Some gala get wild. I gala get loud. I gala take shots like tequila. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is where we do the posing pad now. And then. Kwanza. John Cena, some wanna get buff like John Cena. He used to be cool when he used to come through. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena.
G G G G G G G G G G G G G G.
Some gala want beef like Kayina. Some gala get beat up Selena. Some gala get wild. Some gala get loud.
All right, that was Jansina by Sho Madjozi from South Africa. Hello, everybody. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Moving right next door from South Africa, we go to Zimbabwe. Here's Ja Preza with Sadza Ne Muriwo.
Chandaire swana Nacho kumakura pasi pemutamba Daigaro mukumbira chibuda munamba Ungaverengera ndichapare maka Nijo jochi mandara chandaire swana Nacho kumakura pasi pemutamba Daigaro mukumbira chibuda munamba
Ja Preza with Sadat Namuriwo. This is Heather Maxwell. You're on Music Time in Africa, the last edition of 2019. Moving to Morocco now with this single by Hatim Amor. This is Bla Onwane.
جيت نحيدو من بالي ام انتي زاد هبالي وعلي بيا ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه ما يأمل الدنيا ولا اللي قلت حبيبي عمره ما يساني وما يساني وما يساني ودار في اكثر من اللي دار وفي عدياني وامتي حياني مدر بحساب العشرة خلاها فيا حسرة ويلي على مكتوبي كيف يجي يوم ونبره نمحي من بالي في مرة وما يبقاش محبوبي وبقيت كي شي صغار مكتوبة بلا عنوان بابور ضايع في بحور يستنى البر يبان ولا راح اللي نبغيه وشنو يبقى ليا اللي بغى يحب نوصيه ما يتمنى
تاني كون غير في دي حيلة نخمم كل ليلة عايش بين الحيرة والشوق يلي وانت عليا بعيدة بعيدة راني من بعدك مخلوق
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, all right. So now we move to Mali. Here's Dangana by Ma Damba. This was one of my favorite songs from her album that was released in 2019 called Hakili Kele. Now, Miriam Traore, a journalist from our Bambara service here at VOA, describes the song and the artist this way.
She's greeting them about how strongly they've been working hard and trying to make their life more successful. Paris, July, Dangana. Jula from Paris, you're welcome. Jula from America, you're welcome. Bamako, July, Dangana. Jula from Bamako, which is the capital of Mali. So I like this woman. I like her. She keep our traditional up. So people cannot forget about our roots, especially Bambara language, because she always speak in Bambara and sing in Bambara. It's a old fashion for us as a young generation. We can keep that in our mind. So I love this woman. I love her song too.
Traore.
Yes.
I Traore.
And say, I Dangana.
Here's Dangana.
Bamande unyo ne kwani barode anisuro baro koma be baro chamana nyana fimbila hey janyo manyi make Negabla negala nega kusangala madunu. Negabla negala nega kusangala madunu. Blomba kono boli foroko. Nikona juma fanya jute sma. Eh.
Yes, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Madamba with Dangana.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Okay, from Mali to Seychelles, here is Grace Barbé with Mardilo. She sings to kids, hey, let's get together. Let's move. Let's dance the Mardilo. Saute bâton. It's a tradition to celebrate and preserve. Mardilo, jump the stick. Ario Mardilo, Mardilo, jump the stick.
Ayo, Mardilo, Mardilo, saute bâton.
Grace Barbé.
Now we've got one more amazing song from 2019 to listen to. It's from Nigeria. Then we go to Song of the Week. And after that, Fancy Goddam Part 2 from Tamale, Ghana. Okay, so you probably know, if you know anything about Nigerian Afro beats, Afro pop music, that 2019 was the year for Tenny. This is just one example why. Billionaire.
Wanna make love on the moon, dancing to my tunes. Ain't it too much? It's not too much. I wanna be a forklift if wishes were horses. Is it too much? It's not too much.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and now it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Today's Song of the Week is titled Tilokbin by Rahel Getu, and I have with me my very esteemed colleague from the VOA Africa Division, Salem Solomon. Hi, Salem.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
I'm very excited about this.
So let's listen to the song for a minute and we'll come right back and chat about it.
Let's do it.
Woo!
سألت يمي فتوم السماي من اللي سوي اللي لو مارك شا سمو بيهون بي يا قالتي كنيتي كن فرما موشا يا زيما يا زيما يا سبي من نشا من رشا من نشا من رشا من نشا من رشا عالمين أولاني سوما لاني سوما يتفع شي زيما
I already love this, her voice, the beat. So tell me, what is this song title? What does that mean?
Tolobing is like saying that this is my faith.
So she's in love with this person. She's saying he's her world. She's saying he's, you know, her breath, basically. He's the reason why she's singing.
Oh, all right, let's listen to this.
Telobing. Am I saying that right?
Telobing, telobing. She's like, what am I going to do if he doesn't show up?
Oh, really? So where is she? Is she waiting for him?
Seems like she's just, you know, fantasizing about it.
Oh, wow. All right, so tell me, Salman. This is our, you know, 2019. It's the last Music Time in Africa of 2019. So how does this song fit in with your 2019 world?
What I love about this song is how it really mixes modern sounds with instrumental, you know, traditional instruments. You could hear in the background the drum, mm-hmm. traditional drum, mm-hmm. and also the masinko, which is a single stringed, you know, instrument.
Fiddle.
Yes. And so the reason why I'm bringing up the composition of the song is because I feel like the future is a fusion of, or 2020 for me is a fusion of modern and traditional, and an appreciation of roots with, you know, modernization.
That's awesome. Nice. Oh, yeah. Let's hear some more. Gosh, and now this breathy.
Yeah.
We're in here dancing. You guys can't see us, but we're having such a good time. We're doing our shoulder shake.
It's warming up. And also that sound that you mentioned, it's mostly, especially if you go to the Amhara region in Ethiopia, you always have that sound, you know? It's like, it's so, makes you feel like you're alive, basically.
I'll say, although when I try to do it, I feel like I'm going to die.
Like there's something wrong.
Let's listen to the rest of this. Next up, bring it when it can get up. Lemon, what that you want to do? That's so pretty. I am the ski for the Maxwell, and I'm with Salem Solomon. We're both in the Africa division right here at the Voice of America. That was
Telobinye.
Yes, by Rahel Getu. Thanks so much for joining me on this Song of the Week.
Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And so we wish everybody a happy new year with this amazing Song of the Week.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Boy, boy, yo, guy, yo. Well, the music makes the music man survive. You know this your while I say.
Yes, it's your boy Samini, and you're listening to Heather Maxwell, and it's Music Time in Africa. Achoo! Sa boy.
All right. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
We are listening to all of the great songs from 2019, and in particular, one interview from 2019 from Northern Ghana, Tamale, with Fancy Gadam. Now, this is part two of the interview I had at Diamond FM with original sound boy, Samed Gaida. And I played you part one a few weeks ago, so this is part two. Here you're going to hear Fancy and me and Samed Gaida talking together. Fancy's describing his record-breaking award that he won on the Ghana Music Awards a few years ago. And then he talks more about some of his songs and about his tours and what's next for Fancy Gadam. Here we go.
Yes, so we're still here, Diamond 93.7 FM. So much, if we're going to talk with this guy, we'll talk the whole day and we're still not
so
here.
True.
Because the vibe is there, so much information and all that. So how many songs are on the album, the latest one?
Yeah, so on the album I have 13 good songs, yeah.
13 songs.
1, 3, yeah.
All right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. I have one with Stone Boy. I have one with Mr. Easy.
Mm.
I have one with Kofi Kinata. I have one with Kofi Moly, I have one with Kosi Atta. A lot of people on the album. And you can check it out. Apple Music, Fancy Gadam Dream album. Everywhere, MacBook, everywhere online. If you want to have Fancy Gadam's music, you can hear it there. Yeah.
So, what's next for Fancy Gadam? What should we expect?
Yeah, you could see the concept of the Dream album was, like, you know, it was lovely. People came out to support me.
And in the rain.
In the rain, yeah. And I can't leave it here. It had to. I'm going to tour with the album. So after Tamale concert, I'm going to tour the whole Ghana. My first stop is Koforidua. After Koforidua, I'll be doing Greater Accra. And after Accra, I'll go to Kumasi. After Kumasi, I'll go to Takoradi. I'm going to tour with the album, the whole Ghana. After the whole Ghana, then I'll now look up to going into Europe.
Wow, so you're just on the beginning of this next new phase. Dream.
Dream.
Ooh. So what happens? Do you ever break down, like, when you're doing a tour? How do you keep yourself from getting sick when you're on these tours?
Oh, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I only get plenty water. I only drink plenty water. That's the only thing.
What?
Only plenty water. Nothing at all. Because mostly if I take energy drinks, it doesn't last
short,
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just make sure my people have water around. Before I go on stage, I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on stage, I drink small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's oh my all. Goodness.
To keep the energy running.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't do anything. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I am just...
Naturally, like that.
Naturally, yeah. Naturally. Yeah.
Well, like you say, since a kid, you've been like
hey,
this.
So yeah.
You didn't change, huh?
No,
you
no,
don't
no,
change.
No, not at all.
All right, so I think I've exhausted my questions. I don't know about you, Heather.
Well, I have not exhausted my questions. I don't know. Haven't you do another song? Is that too much? I know you have a concert to go to.
Yeah, so if you want me to do one song, I can do one more before we go.
Come on.
So let's play Stone Boy. Fancy Gadam 15 Stone Boy. Best friend.
Best friend. Do we have it here?
If you don't have it here, you have internet. Get it now.
Yes.
So while Samed is looking for that, how long have you been with these guys here?
My team.
Yeah, your team.
Throughout my career.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. So you're friends together since you're little kids?
Yeah. We're together. And that is why multiply numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. The Gadam Nation is family now.
Gadam Nation. So what does Gadam Nation include?
Yeah, Gadam Nation is...
The philosophy?
The name is Fancy Gadam.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the meaning of my name is Fancy Me. You fancy me?
Mm-hmm.
They fancy me. Everybody fancy me.
So
Fancy Gadam.
So what's Gadam?
Gadam is my name.
Oh, so everybody fancy Gadam.
You know the meaning of fancy, you know.
Now I know.
So Fancy Gadam.
Uh-huh.
So the Gadam is my name, and then you know, my fan base is the Gadam Nation.
So what's your real name? Your birth name?
Yes. So my birth name is Ahmed Mujahid Bello. It's a family name, mm-hmm. but my name is Mujahid.
Mujahid.
Yeah, Mujahid simple means a warrior.
Ah, well, that's true. You're living up to your name.
Yeah.
I think our song is ready.
All right.
All right, so let's go.
Fancy
let's
featuring Stone Boy.
Stone Boy.
The song featuring Stone Boy, beautiful one, best friend. She might not be my lover, but she loves me more than my lover.
More than you, yeah. That's what you were saying. Plus, my girl.
But who's your best friend? But yeah. She's a platonic friend, mm-hmm. and you know that it's not intimidating. It's just, you know, she's just around you. Whatever you need from her, she can do it. But there's no sex in between you
right.
and the person.
Yeah.
She's just your friend.
Yeah.
But she loves and cares more than the one you are even dating.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Got it. Uh-huh. Then she should be more than just a friend.
Aha. Uh-huh. No, she's just a
friend. I mean, do you really even believe that?
Come on.
Serious. Can girls and guys really just be friends?
Oh, come on. It happens. Platonic
to a
friend.
Point. And then it breaks down.
Nothing will happen. She's just a friend.
Yeah.
She cares for you like... You know,
but don't you love that?
Your room is dirty. She come around, clean for you. She cook for you.
That's more than a friend.
She's just a friend. She's just a friend. Somebody who loves you will not do that for you, but your friend is doing it. It simply means the person is loving you more than your girlfriend.
Because she loves you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm having a great time.
So we're still here, Diamond 93.7 FM, and had a Maxwell from BOA and Fancy Gadam in the studios. Exciting, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure that the vibe is out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just like it's in here.
It's fun in
you know,
here.
We, even with the 80s, some people are sweating.
Yeah. Especially Fancy
Gadam. So how did you guys enjoy New York? Was it fun? Was
yeah,
it
New
first
York.
Time?
Yeah, it was my first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think of the city?
It's so nice. The place is nice.
Was it too big?
The only thing I notice is some areas you don't see people walking. It's just cars.
That's true.
Oh yeah, you will not see anybody going. It's just cars, empty cars. You see anybody like this? You understand? But some areas you see a lot of people walking. You see, was it Manhattan? I was living there. That was where my hotel was.
Oh yeah.
It was so busy. And they have beautiful buildings.
Yeah.
And beautiful girls too, you know.
What about the food? Did you look for the African food restaurants, or were you eating
American? I didn't like. I was going to African restaurants to eat. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Did they know you?
Definitely.
Well, but if they're from, like, say they're from Nigerian Ethiopia, they're not going
to
know you.
Oh, no.
Right.
No. I eat Ghanaian food. Ghanaian food.
Okay, so Fancy, can you wrap it up with this song, Trust in Me?
Wow, Trust
in Me. A very beautiful song.
Okay.
And a very inspirational song. That's one of the songs that almost all the time I'll play over and over again.
It's an older song, from the new album.
No, it's not from the new
album. Trust in Me. Is it in English?
No, it's not in English.
Do you ever sing in English?
No, I do, but a little bit.
Yeah, pigeon.
So that everybody can understand.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can all understand.
Yeah.
And this is a song that really, you know, kind of motivates me most times, you know, telling me that,
When you're doing things and some people are losing trust in you, that people think you can't do it. Forget them and concentrate. They're going to make it. Yeah.
And someday they're going to trust in you.
Yeah. And one day they will trust in you. Yeah.
Madam, nzele kutu boxi, nzupele zanchang intavre masham. Nkutu wenga samle, nfursunchele banda voti, banda voti ne bambu to voti. Kale suri nite kuku jashi, nite kuku jashi ma. Shanta zangbe ya nebubuni, donkuli ya nang katidili. Tudamale sudangle, sasa yole kibi chenja. Shanta lose trust in me, kashab ni believe in me. Shaga yel yan me kutu di kafasuma yel mane she kandi. Shaga lose trust in me, kashab me believe in me. Shaga yel yan me kutu di kafasuma yel mane she kandi. Suna so susake ni abinda Allah ya rubuta ilimina ilimina. Allah ya bani sadaka baburuwanmu da masu hasada don muda Allah ke hadaka o ke mun kare yomo palaka gobu disafi sonna man to je mu na fici yomo palaka gobu disafi sonna man to je mu na fici to yut mama ne ka bace ki an mun shel kamza ku to walgiti happy morning ya dwa ka bayara o mu yi la ka tafili ka bashara he ta nim celebrity ashi mama ne ka bazan hey, tell them celebrity. To my yashi, mama, kabazanti. To tell you, I'm not baba, bayoli. Gia, tayar ni baba, lori. Baba, lori, alemit. Baba, lori, alemit. Shaga, lose trust in me. Kashab, me believe in me. Shaga, yel, yan, kutodi. Kafasu, ma, yel, mani, shikandi.
So this is a beautiful song. And before it was released, I think he got his first nomination at the Ghana Music Awards. And there was tension over here in the northern region. People didn't believe that he could win the awards, you know. And after he went, got all the awards. How many awards did he get?
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah, three awards.
Three
this
awards.
Was 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he brought the three awards to Tamale. The way people came out to welcome him was just something else. A lot of people on the street. The whole town was like filled with people, and you never know where they are coming from. Just to welcome this young man.
When I got the nomination, it was like, you know, that was the first time artists from Tamale got a nomination at, like, you know, the whole Ghana music industry, you understand? So when they nominated me, it was like, oh, these people, Masika now can't win this because they will not give him to him no matter what. So I was new in the industry, because that was my first time getting nomination. So my team was like, my brother, we can't win this award, so let's just forget about it. I told them that, to be honest, this award, I am going to win it. And they said, how? I told them, I have fans, I have people who love me, and I have people who support me. They would never let me down. So they are going to vote for me to win. And they was like, even if they vote, we are not in Accra.
Not enough.
We are in the north. Everything is based in Accra. The organizers are in Accra. And you know, organizers do have say in the award scheme, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Apart from the public vote, they have board members who can also do what, you know, make a decision on. And we didn't know anybody. So I told my fans, yo, you guys know Fasikadam are based in the northern region. I don't know anybody in Accra. It's you that I know. So vote. Let them confuse. Let them see the votes and say, ah, no, this guy.
We can't cheat happening? Him.
We can't cheat. And that was what happened exactly. I was in the auditorium and the CEO of the Vodafone Ghana. Mm. She was asking about me. She wanted to see, who is this young man? Who is that guy? So they came and called me when I went to her. And she said, I just want to be sure you are in the building. So I started getting some hopes. This woman, I don't know. So how, if you did, like, how you want to know Fasikadam?
Yeah.
Then I went back and sat. So when it reached my category, it was like, hey, 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 hey. And they mentioned my name. My head was itching. I said, hey, what's happened? Then we rushed to the stage and then we just delivered our speech. And the whole north was like, this is the first time Northern artists won an award in Accra. Like, you know, the whole Ghana, it was so amazing. So when I was coming home, I didn't tell anybody I was coming home. Before I see on the street, thousands of people, I said, wow, beautiful. And from then I keep on going. Like, you know, the fan base keep on increasing each and every day. So I always thank Almighty Allah for the blessing. And then the fan base, I can't do without you guys. You guys are making me who I am. I know you are watching this video. Share the video. Let the world know there's somebody called Fasikadam. Kadam Nation, Tukuzami!
All right, so Herta, I think time fast pens. We gotta wrap it, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you too. Thank you too. We are together. We are together now.
Yeah. I'm a fancy Gadam. I fancy Gadam.
Yeah, you fancy Gadam.
All right. I think before Fancy leave, you have to be inducted in Gadam Nation.
When I say Tikuzami, Tikuzami, you say Tibijuara. Tikuzami!
Tibijuara.
So officially now you are part of the Gadam Nation.
All right. Yes. So that was my interview with Fancy Gadam from Tamale, Northern Ghana. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, the last edition, peeps, of 2019. This next song is another big hit from the year out of Kenya. It's called Extravaganza, and it's by Soul Generation.
Extravaganza na Kristo na lipofika alifu.
Yes, yes. Hello, everybody. That was Extravaganza by Soul Generation. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we've got time for just one more song of 2019. Here is Margaret Cephas with Papa God. Yes, that was Margaret Cephas from Sierra Leone with Papa God. All right, and with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Also, a big thanks to Salem Solomon for joining me for Song of the Week, Tilobin by Rahel Getu from Ethiopia. And also, a big thank you to Diamond FM in Tamale, Ghana, and Samed Gaida, and especially Fancy Gadam. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week. In the new 2020. Stay beautiful and Happy New Year.